is the,
В имя Отца и Сына и Святого Духа. Аминь. Слава Иисусу Христу. Glory to Jesus Christ. Сьогодні святкуємо стрітення Господнє, будемо при кінці служби Божої благословити свічки, які будемо вживати цього року. На спомин того, що Господь є дійсно тим світлом для світу, про яке говорить Симеон праведний в сьогоднішньому Євангелії. In the letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul takes pains to explain why certain temple practices of the Old Testament temple have been changed now. Because he says, with the change of priesthood, there is a change of the priestly service. But how has the priesthood of God changed? Well, if we look into the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament, which the Jews referred to as the Law, we find that so many things were established according to biological inheritance. Abraham is promised that for his faithfulness, for his faith in God, he would have countless descendants. And this is at a time when it doesn't look like that's going to happen. But he believes, and his faith is counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham has a son named Isaac. Isaac has a son named Jacob. And Jacob has 12 sons, the 12 patriarchs of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, during the Exodus, when God gave the law to Moses, he also established the correct worship of God. You know that the Israelites, while Moses was on Mount Sinai conversing with the Lord, went and made a golden calf for themselves and worshipped God, well, not God, but this idol, worshipping in the absolutely the wrong way. Idolatry is about worshipping something that we can control. And there are many things that we try to control in our lives, and we make those the center of our life, and that is idolatry. But the Lord establishes that each of the 12 tribes will get a certain portion of the promised land in inheritance, except for one tribe. And that is the tribe of Levi. These, instead, will be the priests and Levites who will serve in the Lord's tabernacle, which will eventually become the stone temple that Solomon builds in Jerusalem. Later, even that stone temple will be destroyed, but it will be rebuilt after the return from Babylonian exile, and the same priesthood, the Levitical priesthood, will continue. But you see, Abraham, who is the father of us all in faith, Abraham had encountered a priest by the name of Melchizedek in the desert. And we have an icon,
which you probably can't see because of some. Here he is. Here is the holy priest Melchizedek behind these flowers.
Okay. Because people have this fascination with flowers, as if flowers can make the church more beautiful than the icons of the holy ones. So Abraham meets Melchizedek in his wanderings, and Melchizedek worships the one God. But what he does is he doesn't offer animal sacrifice like all of the other religions of the time. What he does is he offers a sacrifice of bread and wine. And of course, this is a great foreshadowing for us, because it is this kind of priesthood that our Lord Jesus Christ will take upon himself. He will therefore substitute for the Levitical priesthood, the priesthood of the descendants of Levi, who receive their portion of the priesthood just through biological inheritance. He now establishes a priesthood that is passed on by faith. And in fact, the Lord is the only true priest. It is he who offers not just bread and wine, but himself under the form of bread and wine. So that when he says, "This bread is my body, this wine is my blood," what he is initiating us into is the mystery of his total self-offering. All the high priests of Israel, all the Levitical priesthood, was all about offering God offerings of incense and grain and animals. Jesus says, "No, I will offer myself to make up for the sins of the world." But he allows us to continue to participate in this mystery through the priesthood of Melchizedek, this priesthood of bringing bread and wine to offer, which is now forever joined with Jesus' own self-offering. So yes, we do bring bread and wine, but by the time we offer it up to the Lord, it is no longer just bread and wine, but it has been changed by the Holy Spirit into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. This is why when the Lord enters into the temple of Jerusalem, a revolutionary moment is occurring, because the order of priesthood is now changing from the Levitical priesthood passed down by biological inheritance to a new priesthood, the priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek, which Jesus allowed to be foreshadowed to Abraham so many generations earlier, but which he brings in fulfillment. So when these two elderly people, and I think it's very significant that they are elderly people, Simeon and Anna, are waiting for the coming of the consolation of Jerusalem, the salvation of Israel, and the enlightenment of the world, they see Jesus being brought into the temple, and they know that everything is going to be different. What about all the other people? We don't hear in today's gospel about all the other people that must have been milling about in the temple. The priests, the Levites, the temple guard, all the other people who are coming and going, offering their prayers, and what about them? Well, suddenly they recede into the background, and we see these two older people who really know what it's all about, because they've seen so much come and go in their lifetime, and they've been given the gift of now being able to focus on what is really real, what is really important. And so they're the ones who see the revolutionary change that is taking place before their very eyes. Here comes the new priest. And that's why Saint Simeon can say, "Now, Master, you can let me go in peace. You had said that I would not die until I laid eyes on the Promised One, upon the Messiah. Well, here he is, so I can die now." And we use this prayer at Vespers, evening prayer. We sing it at other services towards the end of a service. We'll be singing it at the Liturgy of the Presanctified Gifts, which is really a Vespers with the distribution of Holy Communion. So this prayer becomes part of Christian tradition in a very significant way. It's basically saying, "Oh, I get it, Lord. I think I know what you are doing. And this little one is your way of changing everything. This little infant in the arms of his parents, poor people who, you were actually supposed to bring a much bigger offering on the birth of your firstborn son. But the law allowed for the poor to be able to bring an offering as well. And what could they afford? Two pigeons or two turtle doves. That was plan B for those who couldn't afford bringing, for example, a heifer for the Lord. These poor people bring their two doves, and Simeon sees that this is the one. And Anna also, the evangelist takes pains to emphasize how old she is. She was probably married in her early to mid-teens, lived with her husband for 7 years, so that would have put her probably at around 20 or so. And then she's now 84, so 64 years she's been on her own. And that's been enough time to figure out what's what. To figure out, not to complain about her loneliness, but to see the presence of God. And that's why she uniquely sees that here he is. Because she's developed over 64 years of developing a prayer life. She now is able to perceive the things that others can't perceive. So all the other people coming and going and being important, you can imagine, in the Temple of Jerusalem, there are all these important people walking around, and none of them get it, because they're so preoccupied with themselves and their own self-importance. But these two older people, who no longer have any great ambitions about what they're going to achieve in life, but rather want to live out the rest of their days in harmony with the Lord, these are the two that see what is going on. And so forever we celebrate their encounter with the Lord. And we ask ourselves, when will the day come when we will be able to have enough peace in our hearts to say, yeah, this will get done, and this will be however it will be, but my one goal is to see what the Lord wants me to see, to hear what the Lord wants me to hear, and to live my life the way the Lord wants me to live. When that day comes, we will encounter the Lord in so many ways that we haven't even dreamt of until now. And then perhaps we will say, now Lord, my life is complete. I've seen everything, because I've now seen you, and that is enough for me. Amen. В ім'я Отця і Сина і Святого Духа. Амінь. Слава Ісусу Христу. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen.